Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the JOOX Group first half 2023 results conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star then zero on their telephone. The call is chaired by JOOX Vice Chairman, Mr. Enrico Moretti Polegato, and the CEO, Mr. Livio Libralesso. Now, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Enrico Moretti Polegato. Please go ahead, sir.
Welcome, everybody. First half of 2023 results show growth primarily driven by a solid wholesale order portfolio related to the spring/summer collection. The good performance was partially offset by a slowdown observed in May, which was affected by bad and unusual weather conditions that negatively impacted sales in our direct stores and cooling season reorders by wholesale in our key markets. Comparable sales from our network, DOS and franchising, increased both compared to 2022 and 2019, thanks to the strong rebound in June and the regained performance on online channel in the second quarter. This growth, however, did not fully compensate the effect resulting from the rationalization of the network carried out in the last 12 months and now nearing completion. July is well on track, with a strong performance in all markets during the sales period, showing 8% growth compared to 2022 and 13% compared to 2019, along with a significant reduction in discounts. The supply chain has now regained good availability, with excellent market service levels and a significant reduction in transportation costs. These factors together led to sales growth by approximately 4%, a significant improvement in industrial gross margin, and determined the return to a positive operating result. Therefore, we observe a first half 2023 with good results, but still influenced by a certain international geopolitical and macroeconomic situation. The results achieved by JOOX in this uncertain and volatile context give even more value to the path that we have taken by allowing us to look forward to the medium and long-term prospects of our brand. Thank you. Now let me hand over the conference to the CEO, Mr. Livio Libralesso.
Thank you. Good morning and good afternoon. Thank you for joining us today to discuss the first half of 2023 results, current trading, and some trends expected for full year 2023. Let's start with slide number three with the executive summary. Net sales were at euro 340.54 million, up 4% on June 2021, driven by wholesale. Gross margin was above guidance at 51%, with an increase of 370 basis points, primarily driven by the reduction in discounts and from higher than expected efficiencies in the supply chain. EBIT returned positive at 3.6 million. It was negative, minus 11 million in June last year. Net working capital amounts to 113 million, or to a financially sound 15% on last 12 months sales, 94 million at June 2022. The adjusted net financial position before lease liabilities was minus 89.5 million. In December last year, it was minus 50. Current trading is positive. Like-for-like year to date, week 29, is up 3.6%, both on 2022 and 2019, delivering also a relevant improvement in markdowns in the region of 160 basis points. For winter 2023, wholesale deliveries are in progress with the excellent level of service already experienced in spring/summer. Supply chain also is well on track in terms of spring/summer 2024 production schedule and on the reduction of freight and transportation costs and lead time. In the next page, there is the status of the optimization of brick-and-mortar retail network. During the last 12 months, we closed approximately 60 stores, affecting sales by 6.9 million, however, with no impact on profitability. To date, the network is composed by 678 stores, out of which 277 are DOS. This optimization will be almost completed within 2023, with the remaining 25 net closure. Please go to chart number 5 to comment the top line. Total sales arrived at 353.6 million, recording a growth of 13 million or 4%. This growth is totally due to brick and mortar, while digital sales, including our direct e-commerce and the other web players, is flat. This trend in digital is absolutely aligned with market trends and reflects the stabilization of volumes after 2 years of overperformance due to the severe lockdown in brick and mortar. Total digital sales, however, represent 26% on total turnover, in line with best practice in our industry. Please go to page 9 to comment top line split by channel. The general context is that our industry experienced a good trend until April, then May has been really tough due to the heavy unusual weather condition. The key message is that our direct sales was good in April, plus 9%, then negative in May, minus 8%. Geox experienced a fast rebound in June, plus 6%, and an acceleration in July, targeting a double-digit growth for this month. This is also due to the fact that in core countries, sales period has been shifted at a list of 1 week, and consequently, July will be stronger. Wholesale was up 10% despite an initial order backlog that was up 17%. This slowdown in the performance is due to a material decrease in in-season reorders, both full price and promo, influenced by May bad weather condition, I mean 15 million less than last year. The franchising channel was almost stable at 28 million versus 29. Like-for-like is positive low single digit, and this like-for-like has not been able to compensate the perimeter effect and a different timing in deliveries regarding fall-winter 22 in January. The US channel, all in all, is slightly negative, minus 2%. This is due to three drivers. Like-for-like in brick-and-mortar delivered a mid-single-digit positive growth, but partially offset the negative perimeter due to the 60 net closure done in the last 12 months. Online is down 3.5%. The good news is that the second quarter rebounded and is up high single-digit, offsetting the low double-digit performance delivered in Q1. On page 7, there is a very quick overview to net sales by region. Italy was up 6.6%, supported by a double-digit growth on wholesale. Franchising is negative, and the DOS positive like-for-like fully compensated the perimeter. Europe is down mid-single-digit, suffering lower reorders from the big online players like Amazon and Zalando, and also our website suffered jointly with our brick and mortar, especially in Germany, Switzerland, and Poland, that are closest to the war in Ukraine. North America was flat, thanks to the wholesale and the digital that are growing double digit and fully compensated the optimization of brick and mortar in Canada. Rest of the world is positive 20% in total, and it is a combination of performances very positive and different by geography. Asia Pacific finally fully recovered and delivered a growth of 50%. Middle East and North Africa, a growth of 36%. And Eastern Europe countries continued to be positive, plus 15%. On page 8, There is the details of the net sales by product. Just to say that the growth is driven by ready-to-wear, by footwear that grew 5.4%, while ready-to-wear is still down 11%, impacted by the shortage of product during the sale period in January and February due to the fire event occurred in September last year. Please go to page 9 for the profit and loss. Sales were at 354 million, as already commented, with an increase of 13 million. Gross margin was 180 million, or 51% on sales. It is over expectation, with an increase of 370 basis points. 110 basis points are due to the lower markdowns in the US channel, and 260 basis points due to the supply chain efficiencies, especially on transportation costs. The total operating costs were 176 million or 50% on sale. That is 60 basis points slightly better than June last year. It is a combination of 100 basis points of lower incidence, partially reinvested in 40 basis points of higher advertising promotion. It is now at 17 million, reaching 4.9% on sales. EBIT is back to positive at 3.6 million versus minus 11 million last year. EBITDA reported is at 40 million versus 25 last year. EBITDA before IFRS 16 is 14 million, and it was slightly negative in June last year. Finally, I would like to drive your attention to net financial expenses that increased by 8.9 million as a result of higher cost of debt due to the increased rate coupled with higher leverage of higher level of average indebtedness. This amount is 2.5 million. And then there is a negative exchange rate differences on ruble that is no longer eligible for hedging activities since the outbreak of Ukraine invasion. And this amount at 5.9 million. Our subsidiary in Russia buy the products in euro, and consequently it is suffering from the devaluation of ruble. As a mitigation, we have increased the prices in Russia, and this is also an explanation of the higher margin that we delivered at June. Now, for the second half, we have again increased the prices using an exchange rate of 100 rubles, so we believe to be able to manage Russia also in the second half. Please go to chart 10 to comment balance sheet. The invested capital is 439 million with an increase of 40 million. This increase is totally linked to the increase in net working capital, that is 113 million. Net debt is 89 million excluding lease liabilities. Please go to chart 11 to comment the working capital and net financial position evolution. Bank net debt as of June 23 amounts to 100 million, with an increase of 25 million in comparison with December 22. The positive fair value of derivatives amounted to 11 million, and consequently the negative net financial position before IFRS 16 equals to 89.5 million. The cash absorption is totally driven by the expected and announced net working capital dynamics that is finally back to a healthy 15% of last 12 month sales, in line with best benchmarks in the market. Please go now to page 16 for the cash flow statement. We can look directly, page 12. We can look directly to the last two columns on the right. restated before IFRS 16, you can see that the cash flow from economics is positive, 5 million. The net working capital absorbs 35 million, and this effect is partially mitigated by the control over other current assets and liabilities. At the end, cash flow from operation is negative 15 million, CapEx are 8 million, and consequently, free cash flow is negative 23 million. We believe that this level of bank debt, I mean 100 million, will be maintained, hopefully improved also at year-end, with no additional cash absorption. Please go now to page 13. As a matter of fact, we confirm the guidance regarding full-year sales up 4%-6% in these brackets. We are a little bit increasing the gross margin guidance, 220-240 basis points for the full year, and we maintain 130-150 basis points of improvement for the second half. There is room to do a little bit better in case we will be able to maintain this level of reduction of discounts. We are quite satisfied in July with the trend in the sale period. The first 3 weeks are high single digit. This week is delivering double digit, so we are targeting to deliver for July an increase double digit in our like-for-like. For winter 23 deliveries are fully in progress. We are not expecting additional cancellation or material cancellation. In September, we will unveil a strong marketing project, and consequently, we believe that in the second half, DOS reorders and digital performances may be better than what we experienced in the first half of this year. So, let's say growth in top line full year 4%-6% and a good gross margin improvement. We are now ready to open the Q&A section and take your questions.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star then one on their touchtone telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star then two. We kindly ask to use handset when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star then one at this time. Please hold while we collect questions. The first question comes with Cardoni Oriana with Intesa Sanpaolo. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening, and thank you for taking my two questions. The first one is on pricing. Are you planning some adjustments of pricing also for the spring-summer 24 collection following the price increase that you made this year? And the second question is on current trade. So can you give us some more color on what's happening in each region? Thank you.
Thank you for your question. So pricing. As you know, we have increased the prices in spring-summer 22 and also in spring-summer 23. Spring-summer 24, the target is to be more or less in line with the prices we delivered in spring-summer 23, because as a matter of fact, we are seeing that during the sales period, our sales are up double-digit, our outlet network is really flying this year, double-digit growth. So it seems that all in all, people are really considering to be prudent in buying full price. However, as you have seen, we have been able to deliver a growth also during the full price period. But given the current macroeconomic scenario and given the fact that we've been able to deliver really an important improvement in gross margin, we prefer to maintain prices stable in 2024. Current trading regarding the sales period. So Italy, France, and also other countries decided to shift the sales period at least over 1 week. This partially penalized June. However, in June, we've been able to grow positive 6% like for like. July is doing better. Today, as I had said, in the region of 8-9% positive like for like, but this week is double digit. France is doing very well. Italy started very well. And we are a little bit suffering in German-speaking countries like Germany and Austria and Switzerland and Poland, because maybe in these countries the recession is a little bit tougher than what we are experiencing in the other European countries. Asia-Pacific is flying 50% up, Middle East 36% up, Eastern Europe in general 15%. Unfortunately, and also U.S. is doing double digits, unfortunately our presence in these countries are not so important to materially influence the total performance of the group.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question comes with Francesco Brilli with Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening, Livian. Thanks for taking my question. A couple of questions from my side. The first one is on just if you can provide us with a little more color on the phasing of the next couple of quarters, 3Q and 4Q quarter. I imagine that the lower markdowns in second quarter we reverse in the third quarter. Is it correct? Then we will see with the full winter a rebound in margins in the fourth quarter of the year. Is something that makes sense? This reasoning and. The second one is on the net financial position. If I understood correctly, you are targeting almost the same level of first half, so around 100 million for the full year 23. And on the guidance on margin in the second half, I see that for in my calculation, it would mean in the second half an increase of 140-150 bps would be more skewed to for a full year gross margin increase in the region of 230-240 bps. So in the upper part of the guidance something that makes sense for you. Thank you.
Okay, so starting from this last question, second quarter weight is higher than first quarter. So let's say 130-150 is our expectation, and this will drive, given the fact that it weighs more than the first half, to the guidance that I announced. Frankly speaking, there are room for improvement. This is totally due to the fact from supply chain, I mean, because we are really experiencing a reduction in transportation costs and also the fact that the US dollar a little bit decreased its value is also giving room for improvement. However, the fact that transportation costs are really falling means that there are really a low level of orders from Europe to Asia. So this is a good news from one side regarding transportation costs. It is also a bad news because it means it seems that industrial orders, manufacturers, and other industries are a little bit suffering and are ordering really low level of products from Asia. Our industry is a little bit mixed. I mean, our supplier, our vendor in Asia are telling us that some brands are really reducing the orders while we have increased. So this is the reason why we have today really an excellent level of service with more than 95-96% fulfillment of our wholesale backlog within the due dates. So gross margin is in the proper direction also in the second half. We are keeping under control discounts, and I believe that we will be able to deliver the same level of a reduction as in the first half, I mean 168 basis points. So in my opinion, gross margin is really under control and we can deliver this kind of growth. We will experience a good, in my opinion, third quarter, like we did in the first quarter, because the early deliveries in comparison with the last year will really be material. And then we will see the fourth quarter. You might remember that Q4 last year has been really increased by the restarting of early deliveries of spring-summer. After 2 years, 3 years, we delivered 17 million. Fourth quarter this year, we will deliver more or less exactly the same amount. So as far as early deliveries of spring-summer, the growth will be zero. Consequently, notwithstanding the fact that our fall-winter 23 order backlog is up low double-digit, there is an important issue of really a strong comparison base, a tough comparison base, and this is the reason why currently we assume to grow in the second half exactly at the same pace of the first half. There is, as you know, in the 20th of September, the unveiling of our marketing project, crossing the finger without really a bad weather condition in the second half. This for us is important to assume to deliver for our DOS and digital channel maybe a better performance than what we did in the first half. As a matter of fact, only May has been negative, -8%. All the other months have been positive in terms of like-for-like, and some months also double-digit. January was double-digit during the sales period. April, 8-9%. July is we are targeting double-digit. So let's assume for the time being that we'll be able to deliver also 4-6% in the second half. Today, maybe we are in the low part of the bracket due to this tough for tough in wholesale, but there is room to work to deliver a second half.
Thank you. And on the net financial position?
Net financial position, 100 million. You know, we have paid in the first half 60 million more than last year to our Far East vendors. This is not linked to 60 million of additional product. This is really linked to the fact that fall winter 22 was in delay, 18 million paid in the first half. Spring summer 23, really, we have been really able to anticipate, and consequently, we received earlier from our suppliers, and we are going to, we paid 50 million in more in these first 6 months. But now the level of net working capital in on last 12 months is at 15%, and we assume to be at 15-16 also at year end, consequently no material additional cash absorption. And the good news is that next year in the first half we will pay 50 million less, because now the comparison base is absolutely fine, and consequently, assuming that we will deliver a free cash flow due to the EBITDA higher than the CAPEX, let's say that 2023 is the peak of the debt, and then starting from 2024, we will decrease the debt.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time. Thank you for joining. This conference is now over.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Feel free to contact me or Luca Amadini, that is the new investor relation manager that joined the company 1.5 months ago, and consequently is fully on board, and we will deliver a proper level of investor relation in the next time. Thank you very much. Bye.
Thank you for attending today's presentation. You may now disconnect.